My name is Jay Economy. My wife McCormick and I live at 172 East Main Street, where we own and operate the Yardarm Motel. I grew up in Rockland and have lived in Maine my whole life. My wife has lived in Maine for 34 years. I'll try. In 2003, we moved to Searsport and invested our life savings in purchasing the Yardarm Motel. Our home and motel is located just 0.3 miles from the proposed LPG facility. I do need to say my comments are abridged. They're not. My written report is longer, so I'm going to make sure that you know that.
You do it any way you'd like, okay. To. You have the microphone.
As I said, we're 0.3 miles from the proposed LPG facility. This megatank will severely impact our business revenue and property value. We listened to Bud Hall's assessor's presentation last night, and we will be harmed in a very similar way. As a seasonal motel, we operate on a very thin profit margin. We will be able to see the tank from our property. I know that this tank will harm our business revenue because in 2004 and 2005, when Maine DOT determined that the Waldo Hancock Bridge was not safe for heavy truck traffic, those trucks were rerouted away from Route 1 and 3. AAA advised travelers to avoid that construction because avoid the routes because construction activity might cause traffic delays. This and the publicity that the bridge was not safe for heavy trucks resulted in people avoiding Searsport, even though the old bridge was safe for car traffic. Our business during those 2 years, 2004 and 2005, dropped 19.6% in 2004 and 13.7% in 2005 from our income in 2003. Construction of this tank will not only have the same kind of impact on our revenue, we feel that it will even be more severe, as the tank will not only have a construction phase, it will be a permanent facility and fixture, and we believe people will not want to travel through a hazardous zone that's created by this tank. Even the hazard zone described by our emergency management director encompasses both our home and our motel. Tourists will not want to travel and vacation or stay in a hazard zone. We believe that increased noise and light pollution and heavier truck traffic carrying the hazardous propane will also deter tourists from our area. We're concerned that these kinds of things will be put on TripAdvisor and other, you know, websites that will result in tourists, you know, just avoiding our area, as happened in 2004 and 2005. Safety is a major concern for us, as other people tonight have talked about. We're very concerned for the safety of our motel guests, the safety of our family and friends. We really feel that the life savings we have invested in the Yardarm by purchasing and renovating it will be lost if this tank is built. And as others have said, so that DCP can make a profit. Thank you.